Well, welcome back. Season 7, Episode 4. I'm Hunter Logan, Hunter Logan and Mike. Of course, you already know this if you're listening. Now, we're up to real time, as I call it. It's only the second week in February I'm doing this. All of January up to the second week of February makes us current. And I'm also going to make the announcement that I've been waiting to make. I'm excited about it. In the last episode, there was an attitude change that happened with me, and I'm still in that attitude change. But there's still a lack of funds coming in the radio station. Since the last episode, we have lost a couple of our regular givers that have been with us since the beginning. A couple of individuals who were sending funding every month, well, that has since gone by the way. Walking by faith, the things you don't see, not what's in front of you, it's not easy. So one of the things I am doing to try to help out with what I can is to sell some of the equipment that I have laying around that I'm not using. Some of it is backup. Some of it is just stuff that I held on to or stuff that I fixed, stuff that I was using that I probably won't use. Sometimes it's nice to have, you know, and some of it is somewhat collectible. Some of it's not. But I'm getting rid of what I can to pay the bills for the station. Now, when we first started, I did this a lot. There's many times I had to bring stuff to the pawn shop just to pay the light bill. And I don't want to go that far back. Telling the Lord I don't want to go that far back. But you know what? He's in control. I'm not. I can make known to him what I want, but at the end of the day, it's his way. I am looking for a way that I can work an extra job, but I don't know how to do it or how I can do it. Now, I'm not afraid to go to work, but I am a full-time caretaker and a full-time radio station worker. It's my job. I have two now. I have two jobs now. It's been over a year. It's been over a year. So there's appointments to go to. There's things I have to do. And then once those are done, then I have to come back here to the station and work. I don't always get to stay a full day at the station and do regular work and then go home and do. It's not like that. I mean, there is just, she's not 100%. My wife is not 100%. She might have a good day and she'll have three bad days after that. She can't completely cook yet. So she might have a chance at cooking and then I'll have to finish it up. And I'll have to clean the dishes. I'll have to do, but I do that anyway. Wash and clean and all that stuff. She can't do it. It transverse myelitis is some real stuff. Plus, during the therapy, she pulled a hamstring, tore a calf muscle. And this is all stuff that happened, and she didn't know she did it because her legs are numb. She can't feel it. I mean, she can't feel when she did it, but then it doesn't work. What little feeling there, and then you find out, oh, you did that. She's got plantar fasciitis, so when she tries to work that part of it, it aggravates the hamstring. One deals with the other. Now, we did go to Shreveport at the end of the month, and everything in her neck is healed 100%. So he wants to see us back in a year. And that's wonderful news, because that was something they were really concerned about. And now that is fixed. So I give praise and glory to the Lord for that. And I still believe she's going to be healed 100%. I do. At this point in time, I'm being very honest with you. I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, I don't know what's available to work in at what time I can work. Because by the time 9 o'clock comes around and I finally sit down, I'm sleeping. I'm like, I just fall asleep because I'm tired. It's been a hard grind. But you keep on pushing and keep on going on. You know, I'm just one person. I don't know how to do a campaign. It's hard to get on here and ask for money yourself. At least it's hard for me. Man, if we could get more churches on, I've tried to, over the air, encourage our listeners to go to their pastors or go to the people in the church and say, hey, consider being on HLE Radio. One thing I do know, the bigger churches find no value in it. It's usually the smaller ones that get on. And I'm grateful for the few that we do have who have a greater vision of seeing getting this out around the world. Because really, we're like 191 missionaries all in one. But keep on pressing on, though. And I'm committed to seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm doing my best to live righteously. And he says he'll give you everything you need. But I also am not going to take a bunch of useless crap either. So I'm not going to do. So while all this is going on still, I'm writing songs. The Lord's giving me songs. And I'm putting them down. I'm writing them. And I'm like, wow. But I'm looking at this and I'm saying, wow, man. You know what? I need to do an album. Because what I've been doing is working on those songs. Been working on my YouTube channel. Been getting the stuff together so I could do this. And start doing my artist stuff on YouTube, among other things. See, what folks forget, or what some folks forget, and some artists forget, is that I was actually an artist long before I was a radio DJ. I literally traveled around the world singing and entertaining. I was the entertainer. I entertained people for a living. So what I did. Now, I didn't do it for the kingdom, but I did it. So I know quite a bit. I've done quite a bit, but God shut me up for about 16 years. I didn't do any of it. I got a brand new project coming out in September. Brand new project, 10 brand new songs. 5 of them are already done. Half of them are done. And I am excited about them. It's a little bit different than what the prodigal was. The prodigal, I had to get a lot of stuff out, I guess. This one here is more themed along the lines of Jesus coming back again and redemption. That's what this album's more themed to. And that's what God has given me. I'm going to have a CD release party in Micanopy, Florida. No surprise there. I got a great fan base there. Love going there. Only makes sense to do it. So in September, I don't know the date yet, but in September, I am going to go down and do CD release there in Micanopy. And y'all are all invited. But you'll be seeing some stuff coming. There'll be some ads. There'll be some snippets of the songs. I got a good idea what the first release is going to be, but you know it could change, so I'm not going to say anything right now. But as it gets closer, we'll know what it is. I will be doing them live. So, especially in Nashville, come March 1st, I'm going to do a couple of them. Definitely March 2nd at the Smokehouse there in Mount Eagle, Tennessee. And then, of course, March 1st at the Doghouse there in Nashville. I'm going to do a couple of them. So if you want to hear them live, well, you'll hear them there. And then I plan on getting them on the YouTube channel. So that is my announcement. So I'm going to continue to do what God has called me to do, and that is reach the lost. I will do that through my music. I will do that through the radio as long as I can, as long as God allows me to. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I just know that I have to trust in Him. I have to do my best to hold the course. Because really, this ain't nothing. Oh, it's something, but it's nothing, really. And I got to know that. I can't let the devil turn this into something that's nothing. He's doing his best. But his best isn't good enough because I got God enough. His good enough is not as much as God enough. But my God is more than enough. And I have to remind myself that. It's not easy, but I have to remind myself that. You have to remind yourself that. I'm going to leave it right there. Come back next week, episode 5. No telling what I'll have to say then. I got something cooking that I want to talk about, but just ain't got the release to do it yet. Hey, I love you. I appreciate you. Tell some folks about this. Hey, if you know someone who can help out HLE Radio, somebody who could help out maybe marketing or funding or anything, hook us up. I'm going to see you on the flip side.